You're listening to Morning and Evening, presented by Spurgeon Audio.
Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Psalm 66, 2. It is not left to our own option whether we shall praise God or not. Praise is God's most righteous due, and every Christian, as the recipient of grace, is bound to praise God from day to day. It is true that we have no authoritative rubric for this daily praise. We have no commandment prescribing certain hours of song and thanksgiving, but the law written upon the heart teaches us that it is right to praise God, and the unwritten mandate comes to us with as much force as if it had been recorded on tables of stone and handed to us from top the thundering Sinai. Yes, it is the Christian's duty to praise God. It is not only a pleasurable exercise, but it is the absolute obligation of his life. Think not, ye who are always mourning, that ye are guiltless in this respect. Or imagine that ye can discharge your duty to God without songs of praise. You are bound by the bonds of his love to bless his name so long as you live, and his praise should continually be in your mouth. For you are blessed, in order that you may bless him. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. And if you do not praise God, you are not bringing forth the fruit, which he, as the divine husbandman, has a right to expect from you, at your hands. Let not your harp then hang on the willows, but take it down, and strive with a grateful heart to bring forth its loudest music. Arise and chant his praise. With every morning's dawn, lift up your notes of thanksgiving, and let every setting sun be followed with your song. Gird the earth with your praises. Surround it with an atmosphere of melody, and God himself will hearken from heaven and accept your music. E'en so I love thee, and I will love, and in thy praise will sing, because thou art my loving God and my redeeming King.
You've been listening to Morning and Evening, presented by the Spurgeon Audio Podcast. For more information about this podcast, you can visit spurgeonaudio.org. You can also email us at spurgeonaudio@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and many others by visiting theologymix.com.